We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
PECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Very true. Todd did indeed invent numbers. And now he helps you use them. If you got a question for Todd, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Todd, one of the fine members of BECU.org, and I say members because it's a member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperative, and this is why BECU and a lot of credit unions are awesome, because they do everything a bank does, except maybe put profit over you. I think that's the difference between credit unions, especially BECU.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
so it's about the member. All the decisions go back to what's in the best interest of the member. How can we save them money, or from a financial education, as we're doing here on the show, we have for years, help them make informed decisions to get, to reach their goals.
And there's a lot of great resources that BECU offers you when it comes to managing your money and making sure things are cool. Todd himself's got over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. He's done a lot of different positions in that biz, knows his stuff. And if you have a question, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. And if you don't get through on the phone lines, you can always email Todd. You just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, look for the banner with Todd's smiling face. Not only does that banner click you to an email, but also to a whole page of just great free resources that you didn't even know existed to give you info that you need.
We got a text message at 77999. Says, how long does a short sale stay on your credit report before you can refinance?
Okay, so a short sale is when, and they've kind of dried up a little bit. They were really popular several years ago, but it's when you essentially, the bank or the lender agrees to forgive the loan or let you sell the property for less than what you owe on it. That will stay on your credit report for 7 years. The good thing is, as time goes by, as you get year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it becomes less of an impact on your score.
And boy, it seemed like it happened to so many people with the housing crisis anyway. I mean, as we realized that, some of those banks that weren't credit unions, man, they shouldn't have given those loans out in the first place.
Right. Yep. It was a hard time for many, many, many people. But I haven't really heard much activity in the short sale market recently because, the prices of homes are way back up.
Right? Yeah, I would be surprised if someone's got to do a short sale these days because right now people are fighting to get a person's house.
You could sell a tree house for a couple $100,000 these days.
Yeah, you could. So 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Now, Todd, another thing that's cool about BECU, and again, if you want more info, all you got to do is live, work, or attend school in Washington State, and you can be a member of BECU, BECU.org. You guys are doing some sort of thing, people giving back to people, and there's awards going on. What is happening with that?
Well, you mentioned we're a member-owned. We own the place, right? All the members do.
As a matter of fact, I do, and I love what you're doing with the place.
So about 3-4 years ago, we put together a program called People Helping People Awards. So we have over a million members that are doing awesome things in our community, volunteering for great nonprofits. So we're giving away up to, I think it's over 500,000, but if you volunteer and you're a member, volunteer for a nonprofit, submit your application, and that nonprofit can win a grant up to $50,000.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So whatever you love doing in the world of nonprofit, whatever charity you're involved with.
And what was interesting, there's so many great nonprofits that you don't even know about. And we see these come through in the work that our members are doing in the communities, helping, volunteering. It's amazing. So I would encourage you, if you can just spend a little bit of time, go to our website. You'll see the People Helping People Awards. Nominate your nonprofit. I can tell you kind of the insight. Side scoop would be to really make the story how impactful. So how is that impact, your work and the nonprofit, the impact they're making in our community?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Some really neat stuff. So
let's go to Chris in Maple Valley. Chris, you are on the Rock with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hi guys, good morning. So in the near future, we may have the ability to purchase outright a travel trailer. But this would put us pretty close to the bottom of what we would be comfortable with financially. I've also heard that you could finance trailers out for quite a few years. Is it also true that you can subtract interest every year when you're itemizing deductions so that you could essentially have a 0% interest loan for financing travel trailers out to maybe 8 years?
Mm-hmm. So when you say a travel trailer, are you like a manufactured home?
A travel trailer you'd pull behind a truck, something that you can go camping with, kind of like an RV.
Okay. So a regular RV,
But it's not. Is there a difference between an RV that has its own motor as opposed to one that can be dragged, Todd?
Those are both
same
RVs.
Thing?
Okay. Yeah, they're recreational vehicles, right?
I like those ones that look like Twinkies.
Yeah.
The silver ones.
Oh, silver Twinkies, yeah.
Those are cool.
Those are cool.
I could say something, but I'm not going to do it.
Good job, buddy. Don't sink to the level of this room, Todd. You're better than that.
So I guess there was a lot of questions here. Does it sound like you want to live in the travel trailer? Does that sound right?
We wouldn't be living in it. We'd just be using it every couple of months during the summer.
Okay.
But we're interested to understand if we can deduct the interest
on
our taxes.
Yeah, no, it has to be your primary or secondary residence, and I don't think a travel trailer, I mean, I guess technically, I suppose you could make the argument that it's your second residence, but even then, with the tax law changes, itemized deductions are going up to, I think, $22,000, $24,000, so you'd have to have a ton of interest on that travel trailer. That'd have to be a huge travel trailer. So the short answer to your question is you're probably not going to have any tax deductions for it, and then most of us are going to be not in that boat either.
So when he says he's going to be at the bottom of what he's comfortable financially, do you think it's a smart idea then if they really, really want this, still like just basically, you know, have payments on it
I'd rather pay cash. I'd rather find a way to pay cash for it.
Even if you don't have an emergency fund?
Well, you got to have an emergency. If you don't have an emergency fund, we shouldn't be talking about recreational vehicles.
And that's the thing, Chris. What should Chris have for an emergency fund?
Okay, so starting out, everybody, I'd like to see a minimum of $1,000. So car breaks down, whatever. From there, we'd like to see 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. So what do you spend on in a 3 to 6 month period? Have that in the bank as well. So start with that $1,000, then get all your debt paid off. And then let's go back and build a little emergency fund and then start saving for retirement.
It's not sexy, unfortunately. And look, when you want something, you so want it. And just to sit there and go, I can't have that just so I can have a rainy day thing, hoping that never happens. But it's tough.
It's delayed
tough,
gratification. If we like sacrifice today, we can have all that later on, right? We can get there, but you got to work at it.
That's tough because, you know, the younger you are, the more you've grown up with instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And it's not your fault. That's just what you've grown up with. Mm-hmm. You can have it now. Ooh, to really delay? Ooh, that's going to take some muscles.
Yeah. But if you do, it's worth it in the end.
Let's go to Mateo in University Place. Mateo, you are on the rock, actually, with Todd from BECU.
Yeah, I've got three different credit cards right now that are all over $1,500, and I'm trying to get them paid off. And plus, I'm about to have to replace my tires on my pickup too.
Damn.
And I was wondering if it would be easier to just try and get like a $5,000 loan, and then cancel my credit cards and get a better one after the loan's paid down quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
or if it would just be better to just work on these three loans credit cards separately.
How'd you get $1,500 on three of them? How'd you rack up the balances?
Well, I moved up here a couple of years ago from Arkansas to be with my girlfriend and now wife. And then we went and got furniture when things were going real nice. But then we had an emergency with our pet, and we ended up having to spend $1,500 in vet bills on the care credit. And now we're stuck with three different payments.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So, I mean, I guess, like, you know, we talked about emergencies. Things happen, right? The pet in this case,
yeah.
and so that's why we want to have that, so we don't have to rely on credit to get there. Really, it's going to depend. It can make sense, but a couple things. You'd have to change your behavior. You're going to have to figure out a way to save, get that emergency fund. So if you were to get a consolidated loan, get these paid off, that you don't end up there in the same spot in 3 months, 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the consolidation, it's going to depend on what your income is and what your credit is. And it's unsecured, so it's a little bit more challenging to qualify for, but I would say it's not impossible.
You know, it's a thing. I appreciate the call, Mateo. It's a thing that people don't consider because we talk about it with children, but pets are now a legitimate cost. I mean, they really, really are because of the medical bills, the vet bills that can come up with pets. And that's another discussion to have when you're thinking about getting one. Like, can we afford to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people are doing that. They just feel like, oh, we can get a dog. We can get a cat. What's the big deal?
Right. You think, oh, a little food, right?
Yeah.
Water's free.
Yeah.
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 And then, no, you're absolutely right. But then you have your, all the, you know, the shots that they have to get and
the toys.
The toys and the bones.
Yeah. I don't know if you really need the toys.
Sure, the bones are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go
like $5 a piece, I think.
And some of those toys, especially that Ellen brand, man, forget about
it. Okay, you're not going to buy the Ellen. Don't buy the Ellen brand.
That's
toys.
Lulu's favorite brand.
Oh, for
Christ. She's high.
Lulu doesn't know the Ellen
taste,
brand.
Just like her mother.
Oh, no, but you're absolutely right, BJ. They are expensive, and we don't oftentimes recognize that. So
yeah, yep. and then next thing you know, you got a $1,500 vet bill. I would be so angry because I'm not a pet person, and we had to pay some bills like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it puts a rift in the relationship. It's like, you know, if we didn't have this damn dog, we wouldn't have this damn debt. Jeez. Yeah.
We have a very important question before we get out of here, and it involves dogs.
Okay.
Important question. Does Todd put ketchup on his hot dogs?
Oh, yes.
Nah, mustard.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You are in the club, Todd.
Todd is the best.
Well, I don't know if I could ever take Todd's advice with financials.
Yeah.
You can't give us good advice with condiments.
Can't believe he is so condiment ignorant like that. Wow.
So just remember that, kids, when you listen to Todd.
Yeah, that's all you got to say. Number one condiment for hot dogs in this country is ketchup, and Todd's like, no.
Yeah.
Not
mustard's
for me.
Mustard's number three.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, you're in camp with Rev and Danny. Yeah. Congratulations.
Todd is number one in my heart.
Yeah,
mine too.
And you're number two everywhere.
No, that's true.
Okay. All right. Well, again, time has run out, but if you have not been able to get through on the phone lines to Todd, feel free to give him an email. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISLE.com. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Also a great resource for a ton of stuff as well on that webpage. And again, Todd, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.